The State Department is changing the maximum validity of visitor visas for family and other personal non-immigrant travel from 6 months, as it is currently, 6 months single entry to 5 years multiple entries for qualified Cuban nationals. Again, this goes into effect tomorrow.
And what's the reason for this change?
Well, this is part of our broader policy to increase people-to-people ties between Americans and Cubans, to increase communications with the Cuban people, to promote openness. The administration, the secretary, certainly believes that these measures, in addition to others, increase this people-to-people flow that's really key to promoting civil society, to promoting democratization on the island.
Has this anything to do with the migration talks with Cuba, or is it totally separate?
The migration talks are a very structured, specific set of talks about a specific set of issues. To my knowledge, there aren't related, but if I get further detail, I'll let you know.
Has this change been done just unilaterally, or has been dealt together with Cubans, to the Cuban government for the changes?
I don't have more details on that issue. I'm happy to look into that question if there's more to provide to get back to you.
Are you saying you don't know if this issue was raised during the migration talks?
I do not know if it was. The migration talks, as you know, deal with specific issues, logistical issues. I don't know if this specific change was discussed during the migration talks, but I'm happy to try and find out.
Could you find out? Mm-hmm. Because even though this is not really migration, it is
correct.
Movement of people, which the broader sense of the word migration does include.
Correct. I will find out if it was discussed in migration talks. I'm just not sure.